USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
If I were confirmed, you would be getting Justice Barrett, not Justice Scalia.
Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett facing a final round of questioning from the Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday before a scheduled vote on her confirmation. As far as Barrett recusing herself from cases before the Supreme Court,
if that question ever came before me, I would need to hear arguments from the litigants and read briefs. So, you know, if I give off-the-cuff answers, then I would be basically a legal pundit.
With 20 days until the election, President Trump and Joe Biden are focusing on some key swing states. President Trump holding a campaign rally in Iowa. Meanwhile, former Vice President Biden spending his Tuesday in Florida. The Biden campaign hosting a virtual fundraiser on Wednesday before a town hall on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
And lift off. Kate Rubin, Sergei Ryzhikov, and Sergei Kuznetsov now on their way to the International Space Station.
Three astronauts, one from the United States and two from Russia, successfully launched aboard a Soyuz spacecraft to the International Space Station early Wednesday. U.S. astronaut Kate Rubin's on her second station mission. President Trump's $1.8 trillion stimulus proposal is facing opposition from Democrats and a few Republicans, all but guaranteeing an economic relief bill won't pass before Election Day. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says CNN is carrying water for the Republicans.
I don't know why you're always an apologist, and many of your colleagues, apologists for the Republican position. What makes me amused, if it weren't so sad, is how you all think that you know more about the suffering of the American people than those of us who are elected by them to represent them at that table.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Eli Lilly is halting its testing of a possible antibody treatment for COVID-19 because of a possible safety concern. NBC health policy analyst Dr. Vingupta says it's all part of the process.
You know, pauses in clinical trials are common, and the fact that the pharmaceutical companies are actually initiating the pause versus being told by the FDA to do a regulatory hold is a really good sign.
That audio courtesy of NBC News. The 10th-ranked college football program has halted football activities after several members of the team test positive for coronavirus.
The Florida Gators are heading into a highly anticipated matchup this Saturday with the defending national champion LSU Tigers. But the 10th-ranked team in the country has temporarily halted practices because five players have tested positive for COVID-19. Athletic Director Scott Strickland said in a statement Tuesday that the school is making the move out of an abundance of caution and that contact tracing is underway. Texas A&M, Florida's opponent last Saturday, says they haven't had any positive tests and will continue regular testing ahead of their game this week against Mississippi State. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
In Phoenix, Arizona on Tuesday, it was day number 143 with a high temperature of 100 degrees or higher. That ties a record that was set back in 1989. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.